Hello, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is How, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. I have just been ruminating about some of the practices of occupational therapists that are slowly vanishing. And this is the practice of capacity assessment and cognitive assessment. Most recently, in the last 10 or so years, I've noticed that occupational therapists have been avoiding doing capacity assessments. And whether it is confidence or actual skills, it's something that we need to seriously think about. Occupational therapists are in a very good position to do capacity assessment. And why is that? It's because we are the ambassador of the person. That meant us speaking on behalf of the person. It means we are advocating for autonomy and independence, meaning our clients and their autonomy is our priority. We empower them to be independent, which means we respect their decision. So that's one. Another reason why we are in an optimum position to do capacity assessment is because we are aware of a patient's physical and functional ability and capability. So when the person is making a choice, we are at an optimum position to gauge whether their choice is at par with their abilities, their functional abilities. So a patient's functional ability matters. And OTs are experts in this, particularly when it comes to measuring a person's functional ability. The third reason why we are at an optimum position to make capacity assessment is because we are acknowledging and we know the importance of emotional capability of the person. It's one of the components, major components of somebody's functioning, the affective state, emotional component, psychological component. And isn't this one of the domains of concerns of occupational therapists or occupational therapy? It is. So what was the reason? So the values, yes, we value autonomy and independence. The second one is because of our ability to measure their motor abilities and their functional capabilities. The third reason is because we know that their psychological capacities has an impact on them and their functioning. And then the fourth, which is the major one, is the cognitive capacities. And occupational therapists are, again, one of the experts in establishing a person's cognitive ability. We are a reliable source when it comes to establishing a person's cognitive ability. Next to psychiatrists and psychologists, I would say. The reason why psychiatrists and psychologists are there as the top ones really is because it is the primary domain of their concern. But then when it comes to the cognitive application and the cognitive implication of their functional limitations and abilities, it is the occupational therapist. So it is us. So these are the four reasons why we are the profession that can do this. What's been happening recently? What's been happening is that OTs are avoiding this, whether it is an extra work or being masked, the task of doing cognitive assessment and capacity assessment is probably being masked as an extra work? Or is it that we are masking our insecurities in performing the assessment? And this would fall on a person's educational experience, clinical experience. And not a lot of people ordinarily gets to develop this confidence straight after people finish their placement in the United Kingdom. In other cultures, in other countries, occupational therapy is very intense, that as soon as you finish occupational therapy, you are equipped to make these analyses of capacity straight away, especially if there are some countries out there that has state examinations, for example, where you hold your license. Once you hold your license to practice, you are amongst the professional that can stand side by side and alongside doctors, any other professionals out there. And as occupational therapists, we are avoiding this. So please don't. It's one of those skills that should remain and we should be able to keep alive. Most recently, I have noticed that capacity is now being taken over by social services and social workers, probably because of the legal implications, because of the legalities of the ability to make a decision with regards to finances, with regards to their decision about their wealth and their health, and about some inheritance and things like that. That's why social services are there. But I'm telling you guys, we are the professionals that people should be relying on. We need to make the society rely on us, because if people don't need us, they're going to get rid of us. That will be the profession vanishing. So what do you need to do? First, remember, you are an occupational therapist. You are an advocate of the person. You are concerned and you have the skills to do cognitive assessment, to do physical assessment, to do emotional and psychosocial assessment. And our analysis will be factored in on a person's ability to make decisions. We are the professionals that look at the context as a whole, and we are not negating anything, meaning we are factoring in the environmental context. We are factoring in the social context, the family, the next of kin, the neighbors, everything about the person. We are factoring all of these things. We are very holistic because we have the ability to make and to understand the medical reasons more. We need to understand and we are aware of the biological components, the illness, the nature of dementia, the nature of Alzheimer's, the nature of stroke, the nature of head injury, the nature of spinal cord injury, of Parkinson's disease. We are stepping on different islands. Our feet are both on the social side and also on the medical side. Isn't that amazing? So capacity assessment is something that you should not shy away from. If you don't know how to do it, practice. And there's just a few things that you need to check if you want to understand whether a person has a capacity or not. We'll talk about that in more details. But in a nutshell, can the person retain the information? Can the person communicate what they wanted? Can the person weigh the risks? Is their decision consistent enough? Well, these are the very basic things. And just remember, capacity is always a case-to-case and a day-to-day basis. And it's not one for all. It's always based on a particular choice and a particular time. Like I said, we'll have more discussions about capacity at some point. There you go, guys. I hope I have left you with some seeds for thought. Have this discussion amongst yourselves. Learn together and grow together. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, guys. Bye.